This is Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, November the 24th, 2005, and a few hours ago, our fifth grandchild was born, little Noah Hall, on Thanksgiving Day. And I felt led to write him a letter, which I'm going to read to you now, and I hope that he doesn't get upset with me for making public his private mail, but I think he'll forgive me. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th, 2005. Well now, little Noah Hall, you arrived today, just a few hours ago. Weighing in at 8 pounds and 11 ounces, you are an amazing and wonderful gift from God. At this point, you are a mind-boggling little chunk of a human being, and you are packed full of miracles. Your very existence in this world causes lots of people to be filled with joy and anticipation. You've already changed lives forever. At your conception, you became our fifth grandchild. And what I'm going to say about you is true for all your cousins as well. All of your cousins, including the ones not yet born, are unique and special to us. But the fact that you arrived on Thanksgiving Day makes you unique in an unusual way. You are our Thanksgiving baby. You are coming into a home where you are loved so much that you will not be able to understand it or appreciate it for a long time. You will tend to take it for granted. That's normal. But as you get old enough to understand it a little better, please learn to be very thankful for the love your mommy and daddy especially, but others too, will be lavishing on you. As I have said, at this point in your tiny life, your very existence brings joy. And although you won't be able to understand this either for a while, you also bring joy to God Himself. He designed you with precision and perfection. As you grow older, you'll learn that He has an exciting purpose for your being here. He has a plan. A plan which will slowly unfold over a period of a few short years, which will at first seem like a very long time to you. But never forget, God put you here for a very special reason. Yes, your very existence is already bringing great joy to us. But in time, you will grow to a point where you will learn that you can bring more joy to more people by the decisions you make. You'll learn that some things are right and some things are wrong. You will learn that doing the right thing will bring joy, not only to the people God has put in your life, but also to you, yourself, and even to God Himself. You will learn that doing the wrong things may seem like what you really want to do at the time, but that they always take away some of the joy of life. Your mommy and daddy will help you learn these things. As you become old enough to get to know our Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way, then you will learn that life really starts getting exciting and joyful because of Him. I hope I get to live long enough and to have enough of a brain left and to have enough of an ability to hear, see, and speak left to get to share some of these things with you as you grow up. I'm eager to get to know you and your unique gifts, personality, abilities, and temperament. I'm eager to share with you some of the wonderful things our good God has shown me through the years. Life will not always be easy for you. Sometimes there will be lots of pain. It's a part of life. God teaches us important things during the painful and difficult times. But even in the difficult times and the times you cannot understand, He will be able to give you that amazing joy of His. You will still be loved intensely. One day, you'll understand what all this means. But for now, it's Thanksgiving. And we're celebrating the most memorable Thanksgiving we have ever had and almost certainly will ever have again. It's a Thanksgiving we will remember and talk about in eternity. And God chose you, little Noah, to make it so special. It will be many years before you can realize or understand how much you are loved. But the best you know how, just take my word for it, you are loved beyond words. Love, Grandpa Hall. Father, thank you for this incredible Thanksgiving Day gift. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Steve Hall. Thanks for listening.